Right now, I saw this on Nextdoor, which is the neighborhood news app. And what I saw was a post saying, we need to do something like right now about minors committing crime in Chicago and parents stepping up and being responsible. So the author of that post, who has created signatures, how many signatures right now on your petition?
When I checked it this morning, it was up to 300.
Yeah, and it was recent that you did this. So
yeah,
that's
like
a
week and a half ago.
Yeah, yeah. So creating a petition for it. His name is Luis Martinez. Luis, thank you and welcome to WGN.
Thank you for having me.
What started all this that you felt such a strong feeling about this that you said, I'm going to start a drive, a petition, because this is, you're not a public official. You are a IT person.
Yes.
At Mount Sinai Hospital. Yes. This is not your purview. And have you gotten involved with anything like this before?
No, not at all. It was just, I watch the news every day. And of course, in the morning, I watch WGN News.
Okay, good.
And in the evening, I watch the news as well. And I just keep hearing all these stories of all these teens that are committing these, robberies and carjackings and whatnot, the teen takeovers. But, where are the parents in all this? Like, where are the people responsible for these children? And nobody's being held accountable for any of this stuff. And it's like a revolving door. Like, the kids get into trouble, they get taken in, parents come pick them up, and then they go and do the same thing again because they know there's no consequences.
That's the thing, over and over. So if I park 5 minutes over on Name the Street in Chicago and I get tagged for that, it's instantly $50 or $100 depending on where I'm parked, and I'm in trouble. I have to pay that. If I'm going 2 miles an hour, I guess, over the speed limit in certain places in Chicago, I have to pay that. There's a consequence.
Right.
I wouldn't call those. Now, if you're parking in a handicap zone or in front of a fire hydrant or bus stop, different story. But otherwise, I would not call those, or driving 5 miles over the speed limit, major crimes. They are considered such in a way, or revenue boosters, depending on your perspective. But right. These are people that are actually carjacking. They are actually hurting people in some cases, hurting people's property in other cases, or stealing from retailers, in which case we all pay more for products.
Exactly.
As a result of all of this, or that store needs security, and we're paying for that in one way, shape, or form. So to me, there's some inequity, and I've asked aldermen about this. I asked former Mayor Lori Lightfoot, she was mayor at the time, about this, as it was happening a lot, still is, though, during the pandemic. And the answer was, it's more complicated than you think. For example, what about minors that don't have parents? What about parents who work two jobs? But I'm curious as to what your take on the response to that. I'm sure you've heard that.
Yeah, and when I put the post on Nextdoor, a couple of the people that responded to my post actually said that. But, when you think about it, if these kids are minors, somebody is responsible for this child.
Or should be
responsible for this child. And if they're not going to take the action to, discipline or try and teach them, not to do these things, then somebody's got to step in. And I just don't want to go out and on an average day and then just have to always worry that, watch my back, keep looking over my shoulder. And it's not even if you're alone anymore, because people are getting robbed in groups of two and three.
Yeah.
And it's the whole rule of, not going by yourself anywhere doesn't even apply here. Because it doesn't matter. If they're going to get you, they're going to get you.
What part of the city do you live in?
I live on the northwest side. And at first, I wasn't too worried about it because it was always coming to the downtown or near the downtown area. But it's already now, it's like all over the city.
Yes.
Like, they'll just start in downtown and then work their way out west, or work their way down south, or work their way to the west side. And it's like, and each spot they make, it's like they rob three people, they rob two people, they rob one person, they pistol whip somebody. Like, it's all like within 10 different stops in one night, and yeah. Nobody can keep up with what's going on. And I don't understand the logic in that either, because if they're doing a crime spree and they're going from one place to another, you'd think they'd be aware and then like be on the lookout, but none of that's happening because I watch the news and see that the crimes are happening, but I don't see anything about people getting caught.
Well, also, police have been told to, law enforcement has been told to look the other way, in some cases even, regarding minors, which astounds me.
Right. And it's hard for them because it ties their hands. You know, the cops aren't able to do their jobs, and that's what we want them to do so we can feel safe when we're walking around the city. But what can they do? Because they have to follow, you know, what they're being told to do.
Well, several texts are saying congratulations for you taking a stand here. So what would be the next step for you? Because it's complicated. First of all, the laws only allow so much. But secondly, it's also arguably, maybe, who our state's attorney is and what that philosophy is now as far as prosecutions go.
Right. And I've tried consulting with my lawyer, but I haven't heard anything back from him just yet. And I'm perfectly open to anybody who wants to consult me and let me know what exactly the logistics would be as far as legal concerns would be and on my petition, because I'm sure I probably stepped over a line or two of something that I've written on there, because I'm not a lawyer.
Yeah, well, so good. But I don't know that you have necessarily. In fact, a lawyer follows this show. Karen Conti is on after 3 o'clock. I mean, maybe at some point in time she'll have you on her show to discuss the legalities, because I'm not a lawyer and don't understand any of that, nor do I want to be a lawyer or understand any of that. But I know right from wrong, I think. Mm-hmm. And it seems as though the idea, the notion of there being consequences have disappeared.
Yeah. And I've also reached out to my alderman's office to try and get her involved.
Which is?
Who, my alderman? Mm-hmm.
Do you happen to know? That's okay if you don't. That's okay. Well, that only proves that you're not. So there are people, and hooray for all of you who do this. You're involved in your community in so many different ways. You don't have a history necessarily of saying, okay, I've got to do something about this. You don't have a history of running for office, I don't believe, or
no,
anything.
No, not at all. Not at all. But, you know, I've been living in the city since I was 2 years old. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've grew up in Chicago, so, and I don't feel safe walking around, like, in general, like, on a, you know, regular day, like, if I want to go to the park or if I want to go downtown, like, I don't feel safe.
Really?
And I've never had that feeling before up until a couple of years ago when, you know, it started happening during the pandemic, and then it just became more rampant, and it's just snowballed from there, and it's not getting any better, and I don't hear of anybody doing anything about it.
Do you think our Mayor Johnson's not speaking up about this enough?
Well, I mean, he claimed that he was going to start doing all those programs and stuff like that for the youth, but I honestly haven't seen or heard anything about anything he's done regarding that issue.
Mm.
So it's like, if you're going to do something for these kids to keep them busy and keep them occupied so that they're not out causing trouble, then do something. Let's see what you're doing. Show us what you're doing. You know, put it on TV, put it on the radio, put it on anything. Like, because I honestly have not seen anything. And I watch the news every day, so I know.
Yeah, well, maybe there isn't necessarily anything to show. And part of it is the migrant issue has complicated everything, I suppose. But I don't know that that's an excuse for what's going on. And it's not only, and it's been pointed out to me in some text here, it's not only going on in Chicago. This is going on all over the country, and what major cities anyway. And what is also happening in major cities is the same as here. The minors are right back out on the street.
Right. And Chicago,
and then they're right back in trouble. Then they're right back out on the street.
Right, exactly. And, you know, Chicago being one of the biggest cities in the U.S. should actually take that first step to be the city that does something about it. Maybe set that precedent so that everybody else can follow.
Mm-hmm. I hope so, and I hope you're able to gain momentum with your alderman. But if you can't, it doesn't mean you cannot contact another alderman, even if it's outside your ward, and say, because I know personally there are aldermen who very much agree with you. And I know that one of the two candidates running for state's attorney, we ought to get the candidates, and we will, on this radio show. And now I have an additional question to ask both of them, is what they would do about it. I know one of the two for certain would have strong feelings about this. The other, I don't know one way or the other. I honestly just simply don't know. So what is your next step?
Well, like I said, I'm meeting up with my alderman.
Yep.
And I have to consult with my lawyer to see, or like I said, if anybody wants to reach out to me, feel free to. I'm on Nextdoor, so you can look me up on Nextdoor.
Okay. And, or you know, just take it from there. Or if people can find you, if it's okay with you. Mario Hernandez, who's on Nextdoor, wrong name. Luis Martinez,
yes,
who's on Nextdoor, can find you there or through me as well.
Yeah. And, you know, just hopefully start some momentum on this to get more signatures on my petition and show the leadership in Chicago that people here are concerned about this issue. It's not just something that we're going to watch on the news and twiddle our thumbs and hopefully not. This doesn't happen to me when I go outside. No, I want something done about this.
Yeah. And it seems most people who responded most anyway that I saw to your post, which is part of the reason why I asked you to come on the radio, are in full agreement, but also angry.
Yes.
You know, that it's about time. It's overtime.
Right. It's like it's been going on for so long. I can't believe that they're waiting this long to actually do anything about it because they haven't yet. Yeah. And I haven't heard of anything happening and something needs to be done.
All right. Well, will you come on the radio with us again at some point in time?
Oh, definitely.
So let us know what's happening and where you're going with all this. Luis Martinez, thank you so much. And you know what? Even I agree with you, but even if I disagreed, what I do admire is the fact that you're stepping up and wanting to do something to benefit your community.
Thank you. And I want to give a shout out to the city of Chicago, my family, and my girl, Monica Beverly Hills, and I love everybody in the city. Thank you for listening.